I am talking to Pam Lum. Born and bred in Batley, Pam has fond memories of her visits to Scarborough. She is also a lifelong follower of Yorkshire cricket and is a regular visitor to the North Marine Road Ground. Pam, I think you visited Scarborough with your parents as a child. Tell me about those holidays and what made them memorable.
Right then, Hugh. Well, I remember coming to Scarborough with my mum, dad and a sister when I was a little girl. We always stayed at the Boston Hotel on the North Bay side, which had fantastic views over the North Bay. Most years we came at Whitsuntide, which was the first week in June. So you would think that the weather would be lovely. But a lot of years we would come out of the hotel in the morning after breakfast and the foghorn would be going because there was a sea breath and you couldn't see a thing. But we just carried on down to the beach with all our stuff, jackets on, everything, and stayed there the whole day and had a lovely time. So whatever the weather, we went down onto the beach.
So what would have been your holiday entertainment in those days?
Well, as I say, during the day, most days we would have down at the beach just playing. My dad would build boats in the sand and he'd dig a big hole and I'd run and jump into it and I'd disappear when I was only a little girl. So we'd spend all day on the beach building sandcastles and we'd go to Pezone Park. We'd go on the boating lake. My dad would take us around in a rowing boat, which I thought was wonderful. On a Monday or a Thursday, we'd go and watch the naval battle in the park. Now, when I was a little girl, that did used to scare me because the ships were quite big and the bangs from the battle were very loud. But I still liked to go. In an evening, we'd go back to Pezone Park and I loved to do the tree walk where you would walk round and there would be all these displays in these cabinets of sort of scenes, really, seaside scenes and sort of mechanical scenes. And it was all lit up in lovely coloured lights. And I, as a little girl, I thought that was magical. So I loved doing that in an evening. We'd also visit the outdoor Lido, which was ever so cold. I mean, the water was really cold in there. And me and my sister used to go in with my dad. My mum used to look after the stuff on the side. And I remember once my dad was standing on the side, just minding his own business. And my sister came up behind him and pushed him in. And there were a few expletives, I think, from his mouth. At that point, he was not impressed with my sister, Susan, pushing him into the water. We thought it was hilarious. Donkey rides. Yes, I loved going on a donkey as a little girl. I loved to stroke the donkey as well as riding on its back. So I loved donkey rides. We used to hire deck chairs most of the time since we were down there all day, but my mum did have a row with a deck chair attendant once because she thought that they were charging too much money for the deck chair. But I think in the end she gave in. But there was rather a row and we were all very embarrassed about that. We used to go on the little train to Scorby Mills. I used to love doing that. My dad always wanted to be the driver of that train. And yes, so fond memories of going to Scorby Mills on the train. And I remember one evening we went to have a drink at the pub at the end, the Scorby Mills pub. And my sister spilt cherryade down my white dress, which I still remind her about to this day. So I wasn't impressed with that. But we did like to go on the train to Scorby Mills as well.
Lovely. And did you partake in any of the evening entertainment that was available to visitors?
Yes, we used to go to the Floral Hall because that was only a short walk from the Boston Hotel and a lovely little theatre. Again, you were close to the performers. I think we saw Tommy Cooper there twice over the years and I'm sure we saw Val Dunican as well. So it really did attract the top entertainers of the day, even to that small little theatre. and we went to the Futurist Theatre as well. Not as often, but a little bit. And I remember taking my son to the Futurist when he was about 7 or 8 to see Ken Dodd, who was hilarious. And it was supposed to finish at 10:30, and the open-top buses were waiting outside to bring us back round to the North Bay. And it was after midnight when Ken Dodd actually let us go out. Stephen, by that time, was fast asleep on my knee. but that was a good night entertainment as well at the Futurist with Ken Dodd.
Lovely. You're also a fan of Yorkshire cricket. Tell me about your earliest memories of watching Yorkshire playing in Scarborough. When was that?
My dad became a member of Yorkshire when I was about 11. So that would be the mid-1960s. And that was the great Yorkshire team of that time. So I remember coming to Scarborough and seeing the likes of Brian Close, Freddie Truman bowling fast, Phil Sharp catching slip catches like he just plucked them out the air and put them in his pocket, Doug Padgett, Jimmy Binks, wicketkeeper. So it was a fantastic team in the 1960s to follow. So I remember watching Yorkshire play and winning the matches at Scarborough then. So that was great. And I also came to the Scarborough Festival in September when they would have like invitation tourists. And I remember seeing the West Indian team with Clive Lloyd in it, Gary Sobers. So all the big stars used to come to Scarborough for the festival week or fortnight.
So the North Marine Ground, everybody seems to think that was very special. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's so special because it's small and intimate. You can get close to the place, or wherever you're sitting, you feel as if you're nearly fielding with the fielding team or batting with the batsman because you're so close, and they'll allow you on the playing field at lunchtime and the tea interval, which doesn't happen much these days, but it still happens in Scarborough. You're sitting in the ground, the seagulls are circling, you can hear the little train in Pisone Park, you can hear the naval battle going off. And if the cricket ever gets boring, you can just nip out and in 2 minutes you're looking at the sea. So it is a very special ground.
And what particular memories do you have over the many years that you've been visiting at that North Marine Ground?
Well, Yorkshire memories, as I say, right from the 1960s with Yorkshire's special team, and then Jeff Boycott playing fantastic innings there in the 70s. Ian Botham in a one-day match, it was a John Player League match on a Sunday, which was 40 overs a side, and he was playing for Somerset, and it was a glorious sunny day. So people were sitting in deck chairs, and Ian Botham hit this huge six into the crowd. Unfortunately, a lady was fast asleep in a deck chair and it hit her right on her nose and it broke her nose. So paramedics arrived, ambulance arrived, and she got taken to Scarborough Hospital. But the news was that the day after, Ian Botham sent this lady a huge bouquet of flowers in hospital to say sorry. So that was a memorable time. And the most memorable match of all, I think, that I've ever seen, it has to be when Yorkshire won the county championship there in 2001 with David Byas as captain. I think it was against Glamorgan and we bowled them out and it was just wonderful. The celebrations just went on all day at the ground. Everybody was so happy. So that's a very special match.
What lovely memories. Pamela, thank you very much for your memories today.
Thank you, Hugh.